Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jesenia, J-E-S-E-N-I-A, Gomez. Jesenia Gomez is a 48-year-old woman who reports she experienced pain in her neck, back, and feet with gradual onset. Apparently she attributed this to lifting and being on her feet for too long. Period. She didn't know the exact moment these symptoms began. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She did have further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. As per her, scratched it. I have been advised that she actually is alleging an occupational exposure from 1/1/18 to the present. Period. As per her answers to occupational interrogatories, she described her duties was as a cocktail server involved repetitive standing, walking, carrying trays full of drinks, lifting trays and all other job duties associated with being a cocktail server. Period. Her primary care physician was Dr. Piccone, P-I-C-C-O-N-E. Period. On 5/14/18, a form was completed by her employer indicating the last day she actually worked was 3/21/18, and she returned to work on 4/27/18. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen at Virtua Primary Care on 1/23/18. Period. She carried diagnoses of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression with anxiety, panic attacks, essential hypertension, and GERD without esophagitis. Period. She was taking Adderall. Period. She was referred for psychiatric consultation. Period. On exam, she was obese and physically deconditioned. Period. Her neck was supple, and her abdomen was pendulous. Period. Review systems. So musculoskeletal system was negative for arthralgias, back pain, gait problem, joint swelling, myalgias, and neck pain. Period. This was, in fact, a visit with Dr. Piccone. Period. She related recurrent pain from her thoracic outlet syndrome. Pretty referred her for x-rays of the cervical and thoracic spine. Period. Her migraine cephalgia had recently flared. Period. He added verapamil to her current regimen. Period. On 2/20/18, Dr. Piccone wrote she had been unable to locate a psychiatrist or psychologist to see regarding her ADHD. Period. Review systems on this occasion for the musculoskeletal section indicated positive for neck pain and neck stiffness. Period. Negative for arthralgias, back pain, gait problem, joint swelling, or myalgias. Period. She was referred for x-rays of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. On the visit of 3/22/18, he wrote she underwent x-rays on 3/1/18, appeared in the cervical spine and revealed disc-based narrowing with spondylosis at C5-6, grade 1 antralisthesis at C3-4 and C4-5, and a grade 1 retrolisthesis at C4-5 and C5-6. Paired x-rays of the thoracic spine that same day revealed a mild scoliosis with mild disc space narrowing. Bridgeport, clearly this represents progression of the patient's prior injury and thoracic outlet syndrome, which occurred decades ago. Paired, and please underline that sentence. She had worsening of her cephalgia by her cervical discogenic disease. Paired, referred her for physical therapy and prescribed Flexeril and Motrin. Paired, Dr. Picone followed her progress. Paired, on 5/22/18, she related seeing a psychiatrist who recommended discontinuation of the Adderall. Paired, he also wanted her to see the cardiologist in consultation. Paired, he wrote she does have well-documented thoracic outlet syndrome, which can result in cervical pain and chest pain. Paired. At a visit on 8/15/18, he offered another diagnosis of low back derangement syndrome and referred her for x-rays. Paired. She was complaining of increased severity of her thoracic outlet syndrome. Paired. She was also complaining of low back pain for the past several months, which was rated at 10/10, radiating to the left lower extremity. Paired. He then amended one of his diagnoses to thoracic outlet syndrome, aggravated and accelerated by occupation. Paired, she also had low back derangement with diagnostic radiography in progress. Paired. Despite her 10/10 subjective pain, blood pressure was 120 over 80 and pulse was 74, both of which are within normal limits, and displayed lack of severe pain. Paired. On 9/12/18, she was complaining of right breast pain. Paired, she required a screening mammography. Paired. On 10/11/18, scratch that. On. Yeah, on 10/11/18, and then 12/13/18, he wrote, headaches are also a result of her thoracic outlet, which had been long-term and is chronic and progressive. Paired, he provided the patient with medical leave of absence for 4 weeks. Paired. Dr. McCone apparently then issued additional out-of-work notes. Paired on a visit of 1/10/19, he wrote she had positive Atkins supraclavicular region secondary to neurogenic thoracic outlet syndrome. Paired. On 2/13/19, he wrote the patient is not a surgical candidate for her thoracic outlet syndrome. Paired, he recommended an early course of physical therapy. Paired. On 4/9/19, she complained of cervical and lumbar discomfort as well as thoracic outlet pain that were long. Paired, these were long-standing. Paired. At a visit of 10/21/20, he provided her with a medical leave of absence excuse for 2 weeks. period on 3/31/21. He thought she would benefit from Botox injections and neurologic consultation due to suboccipital musculoskeletal disorder. Period. On 4/2/21/21, he excused her from work between 4/19/21 and 5/3/21. Period. In paragraph 1/13/22, he wrote comments that will be inserted as marked. Period. Exam of the cervical spine found decreased range of motion with left lateral flexion and rotation. Compared to a positive left-sided foraminal compression testing and marked weakness of the left upper extremity. Period. The left shoulder had decreased range of motion in all planes, and she had a positive Apley scratch test. Period. He then referred her for x-rays of the shoulder, comma AC joints, comma cervical spine. Period. She was issued an out-of-work note by Dr. Glasser from 7/23/19 through 9/3/19. Period. Another work release form from AtlanticCare Emergency Medical Services was given, allowing her to return to work on 9/23/15 or 19. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Dr. Glasser authorized her to remain out of work from 10/17/14 through 10/25/14. This absence was then extended to 11/14/14, followed by additional extensions through 11/29/14. Pretty then excused her from 9/24/15 through 10/8/15, which was extended through 10/22/15. Period. She was cleared to return to work with no restrictions effective 10/23/15. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Gomez continued to be seen at this virtual health primary care office over the ensuing months. Period. On 5/12/17, he gave her a diagnosis of thoracic outlet syndrome. Great, however, this note is a very faint copy and difficult to decipher. Period. On 11/21/17, he diagnosed low back pain without sciatica, for which he prescribed Flexeril and Advil. Period. On the visit of 11/21/17, her chief complaint was low back pain. Period. Exam of the low back was essentially unremarkable, with the exception of palpable tenderness and spasm about the right paravertebral musculature, indicative of a mild ligamentous disorder. Period. Provided her with low back exercise instructions and advised her to lose 20 pounds. Period. He wrote her history of thoracic outlet syndrome was well controlled. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Picone in this practice was done through 12/26/17. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she had a suntan. But she states she was currently on disability for 4 weeks and was feeling better. Period. She was able to walk in two inch high heel sandals without difficulty. Extremities upper normal, shoulders normal, hands, wrist, elbows normal. Extremities lower, there are small bunions bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Compare the rest of that six is normal. Spine cervical. She had mild tenderness palpation at the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was mild tenderness in the lower right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Lumbosacral, she was mildly tender at palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Yesenia Gomez has alleged an occupational exposure from 1-1-18 through the present caused widespread permanent orthopedic injuries. Period. She treated with her primary care physicians for several years. Period. She had several diagnoses that were not orthopedically related. Period. At one point, she was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome. Period. More recently, she was... Dr. Bacone kept her out of work from 3-14-12 through 4-15-12 for an acute exacerbation of thoracic outlet syndrome. But he also placed her out of work from 4-19-21 through 5-3-21. Period. New paragraph. She did have some plain x-rays performed, but no CAT scans or MRIs, period. She was referred for physical therapy, but it is unclear if she participated in same, period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Gomez was virtually entirely normal. Period. New paragraph, with respect to her alleged occupational exposures, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, or the feet. Period. And that's the end.